This is The Download, 720 WGN. With you till 11 o'clock tonight. We got a big show tonight, so let's get to it. It's Carry Out. Here today's top stories, the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee finally had someone say yes to their invitation to testify in the ongoing investigation of all things Russia. Former interim Attorney General Sally Yates told the committee that she warned the Trump administration that former NSA Director Michael Flynn was lying and possibly compromised. A week later, she was fired. 2 weeks after that, Flynn resigned. It was sort of thought that Yates was fired for stepping out on the travel ban, but that might not be the case. There's that story, but then Trump tweeted out that someone should ask Yates under oath if she leaked info to the paper. She was asked. She denied it. Now, here we are again. The basic core of this whole story seems to be which is worse, lying and covering up or telling people about lying and covering up. That seems to be how the White House is playing it, not only with Yates, but earlier with the wiretap tweet about Obama. How about this? Can we all agree that both are bad? Is that possible to do? I'm okay with that compromise. We good? Everyone good? America good? I think we're good. Also, NBC News reporting that 2 days after the election, Obama warned Trump about Flynn, told him not to hire him. To Trump's defense, Obama probably had a long list of people that Trump shouldn't have hired, like a toilet paper roll that kind of like unfurled. The EPA got rid of nearly half the scientists that served on advisory boards this weekend to help with the agency. They help with the agency with policy and research. Some on the left say this is an order to silence science. And I get that's a concern since these are advisors. But the little thing in this story that doesn't make the lead is that there are term limits on these positions. 2 terms, which most of them were already up. So instead of changing that, letting them come back, the EPA said, nah, we're good. We'll find new ones. Mainstream media. Come on. It seemed like the EPA was coming in like, round up all the scientists. I'd like to talk to them. No, they're vacated. Former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn got his official portrait today. It looks good. Went with the purple striped tie, but I was hoping for a red hat maybe. Slew of newspapers under his arm, maybe a clipboard for signing petitions. Manual hand-cranked lawnmower by his side and a couple of guys from IDOT that no one sent. All in the portrait. That would have been better. I guess this one will do. A new U of I study says that many of the sleep apps that are becoming popular to help out insomnia and other sleep-related trouble just don't work. What? Some do and some don't. So I thought I'd try them out in a new segment I'm calling the Download Sleep Report. Okay, let's try the first one here. Yeah, no effect whatsoever. All right, let's go ahead and try this other one. It's relaxing. Nope, no effect. Not really doing anything. I guess we'll do this third one, but I don't see it's going to work. Oh, what time is it? How long have I been out? 4 days? All right, that third one worked. The Download Sleep Report. It's Tourism Week in Chicago, and it was released today that over 1 million more people visited Illinois last year than the year before. How much you want to bet that at least 900,000 of them were just in town for Game 4 of the World Series? Take that away, and all you got is a few stragglers who came in to watch the 10 o'clock news be doing live on State Street. Jerry Taft, we love you. We're from Missouri. Yeah. In weather, nice, crisp, late March day. So much fleece wandering around Chicago these days, right? I mean, it's May 8th. We need to at least add 15 more degrees. Am I right? Am I right? I think I'm right. In sports, the Cubs and Sox both got swept over the weekend, albeit the Cubs did it in spectacular fashion. Last night, the team battled for 18 innings. Only to lose, but it was an awesome game, just for the sole reason that they scored 3 off Chapman in the 9th to force extras. How sweet was that? And Schwarber made a tumbling catch down the left field line, and all the starting pitchers pinch hit and struck out, and the game actually broke the Major League Baseball record for K's. But in the end, the Cubs did lose, but let's be honest, this would feel a lot different if this were the old Cubs, always finding ways to lose. Instead, we're like, oh, Cubs are awesome. 18 innings, so awesome. Although they may have paid the price for the comeback, Chapman hit Anthony Rizzo with a 99-mile-per-hour fastball. He stayed in the game, but he was in noticeable pain. X-rays came back negative. I think he's going to play tonight, but still, scary. The Sox didn't have any drama, just got swept out of Baltimore with relative ease. Not good for a squad that really hasn't played outside the AL Central. They get out on the road, and boom, Orioled. Another questionable outing for Jose Quintana, who's been hot cold this year. And now the question becomes, how fast can we get Moncada up to the bigs? May 14th is the first day you can call up a kid without the whole year counting against you thing. Come on, Sox, do it. Come on, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. The Bears signed veteran linebacker Dan Scuda to a one-year deal. Played with the 49ers when Vic Fangio was a D coordinator there. But some say this might be telling because injured linebacker Danny Trevathan may not be ready for the opener. He tore up his knee towards the end of last year, and it's pretty serious, so that's not good. The Nashville Predators beat the Blues over the weekend, so they await Edmonton-Anaheim for a Western Conference final showdown. Just keeping you up to date on where we'd be. The Hawks were still in it. Right about now, this is where we'd be. End of round two. And then the Bulls. Well, what are the Bulls doing? Talk of trade market for Jimmy Butler this summer. That's fun. That's a lot of fun. And finally tonight, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 won the weekend box office with $134 million. And there was not just one Chicago song, but two classic 70s jams in the movie. So I think it's safe to say if you want to win weekend, if you want to win the weekend, Hollywood, try and shoehorn Lakeshore Drive into the soundtrack. Huh? That's why people come out, not for a baby tree played by Vin Diesel. Give me a break. Nobody likes Vin Diesel. That's the carry out for May 8th, 2017. Hey, Cinco de Mayo's over, but we got leftovers for every order. We're giving you a mushy avocado. You're welcome. All right. Coming up, Touche, Jacob Meister in for Dave Lundy. Chris Roebling will be here as well. We'll talk about Yates in Russia, a little healthcare, and also the French elections. Touche coming up after the 7:30 news here on the Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.